Mayan Sacred Way, otherwise known as Sacabe. Now, the Mayan built raised causeways known as Sacab or Sacabe, and this was between settlements. These paved roads eased communication and passage for merchants while giving solid form to the political alliances among cities. The greatest of these roads was built around 800 AD in the Yucatan and ran for 60 miles or 100 kilometers. It went from Castillo, the Castillo Pyramid of Coba, to Xuana. Coba lay at an intersection of some 43 roads. It was also connected, for example, to its seaport at Xel-Há. Some scholars believe that the rulers of Coba embarked on this remarkable feat of engineering in an attempt to consolidate their power at a time when the aggressive Punta Maya incomers at Chichen Itza were making unwelcome intrusions into the region. The attempt may have succeeded. The Itza attacked and defeated Xuana in AD 850, but there is no evidence they overcame Coba. Its people maintained their independence, although the city's trading success was limited. Its ambitious building programs were curtailed, and various outer parts of the settlement were gradually abandoned. The several of these Sacab were constructed in the northern Yucatan. Typically, they were elevated about 2.5 meters or 8 feet above the surrounding land, and were about 4.5 meters or 15 feet wide, and were covered with lime cement. Laborers used a 5-ton roller to finish the surface. This would have needed 15 workers to push it. The roads did not curve, they ran perfectly straight, then made a sudden turn to change directions if necessary. One, 4 meters wide, or 13 feet, ran for 18 kilometers or 11 miles between Uxmal and Caba. At Caba, it passed through a remarkable stone corbelled arch with a span of 5 meters or 16 feet and led to the central civic area. Another ran for 18 kilometers from the settlement at Uki and a remarkable 8 meters 26 feet wide. The Maya built Sacab because from the time they erected their first monumental buildings in the lowlands. The earliest known system links El Mirador to Nacabe, 13 kilometers or 8 miles away, Tintal, and other nearby sites as well. These roads were built in the late preclassic period, 400 BCE to CE or AD 250. The Sacab between cities were expanded versions of the sacred ways that the Mayans built to link areas within their cities. At El Mirador, causeways connected different parts of the city center. A series of Sacab ran from the Great Plaza in the center of Tikal. One led north to the buildings labeled Pyramid Group 3D-2 and Group H by archaeologists. Another went directly west to Temple 4, and a third ran southeast to the Temple of Inscriptions. At Chichen Itza, a stone Sacab, 6 meters 20 feet wide and 300 meters or 985 feet long, connected the Temple of the Feathered Serpent to the sacred cenote. The causeways in the city, such as Tikal, were integrated into the sacred symbolism of the site layout. The arcane meaning of the layout was that the north was the realm of the supernaturals, glorious deceased ancestors who had risen to the heavens, while the south was the region of the underworld. A ball court was often built between north and south to represent an entrance to the underworld. Buildings on the east and west suggested east-west passage of the sun and the rule of the king, whose symbol was the sun. The causeways were used to link different symbolic areas and to emphasize the unity of design. At Tikal, for example, the sacred north position was filled both by the north Acropolis, which contained many temples of ancestors, and further out by the Pyramid Group 3D-2. South was the south Acropolis, west was Temple 4, and east was the Temple of Inscriptions. The three causeways completed the design. A ball court in the east plaza was an additional way into the underworld between north and south. For many cities, such as Yaxha and Caracol, causeways were built to lead out from the center to outer settlements. At Caracol, there were no fewer than 7 causeways, providing access from the center to the living areas and plazas, with one running 8 kilometers, 5 miles, to the allied smaller settlement at Cajal Pitec. At Cibel, there were 3 main groups of buildings were laid out in a cluster of hilltops and connected to one another by causeways. A few Sacab were built in other parts of Mesoamerica. and Zoloco paved causeways like Sakab were connecting links between different parts of the ancient city. In northern Mexico, the trading settlement of La Comanda in southern Yucatán state also used causeways and linked different parts to different settlements. And many of these were still in existence at the time when Cortes arrived in Mexico.
The sources for this are
the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.